It was pretty noisy in there, wasn't it? Oh, pardon me. I don't think you expected someone else to be out here. I do apologize if I accidentally startled you. Do you want to borrow my lighter? Very well. Here, let me do the honors of helping you out. You're more than welcome. Indeed, my hands are rather skilled. Maybe you can find out how skilled they are if you'd like. Though that depends. Are you interested? I mean, you did just finish up after the show ended up in there. Maybe you want a better show from someone who actually knows what they're doing? Oh, how do I know what I'm capable of? Oh, darling, you have so much to learn. Come, follow me. Oh, we don't have to be strangers. What's your name, dear? What a beautiful name for a beautiful person. Thank you. My silver tongue does get me places at times. I can show you how else I can use it later if you'd like. It's up to you, of course, dear. I can see that spark in your eyes. Have I caught your interest, perhaps? Oh, yes, I'm aware I'm like no one you've ever met before. I'm quite sure something tipped you off. Why don't you come closer, dear? That's it. Just a little closer. Stare deep into my eyes. And come all the way over to me. That's it. Just a little closer. Right there. There we go. What a delicious treat you are. You fell for that so easily. That's okay, my dear. You don't have to be afraid of me at all. I can take very good care of you if you like. Better than anyone else has. Do you think our meeting was random? Trust me, it wasn't. I planned all of this out. Oh, you can't just pull yourself away from me. You just keep staring into my eyes. You know what you want. No, what you need is me. Why not come back to my home with me? I can keep you nice and safe. Safe from other creatures might be after you. Do you think I'm the only one craving such a succulent meal? No, darling. There are other forces at large after you. I was just lucky enough to find you first. We can discuss further about this when I take you home with me. Come now, my dear. We're wasting precious moonlight. There we are. Home sweet home. Let's have a seat in the drawing room, my dear. I'll be with you in a moment or two. Don't miss me too much. But I'll be missing you. Ah, there you are. My apologies for the wait. I didn't anticipate it would take me so long to return to your side. I had to see to a few things first. But now all my attention is yours. The servants have provided us with some food and drink. Whatever you desire is at your fingertips. There's one thing, though. You'll never be able to leave. Yes, you heard me correctly. I don't believe I stuttered. I realize all of this must be a lot to swallow. I did tell you that we'd be discussing it further once we arrived here. I would be glad. I assure you, I always uphold my promises. Besides, you are now mine. Do I need to ensure? I do need to ensure I can maintain your trust. Remember when I told you there are greater forces at large after you? That was not a lie. It's all true. I was the first to get to you, so I had the liberty of stealing you away off to my home where none of the others can ever hope to get to you. No one will take you from me. I won't allow it to happen. When I spot something I want, I make sure they'll never be able to tear themselves away from me. I saw that spark in your eyes from when you first laid eyes on me. I knew that you wanted... No, needed me in your life. Don't you see? This is what we both were hoping for in the end. You don't have to be alone anymore. You don't have to hurt or wallow in sorrow anymore. You have a home here. You have me here. One thing I can promise you with all of my being is that I will never ever hurt you. I won't tear you down until you're nothing. I will maintain and ensure your happiness. I will see you flourish into the beautiful rose you deserve to be, despite all of your thorns. I will shower you with love, affection, and attention. You've longed for someone to treat you this way. Well, my sweet, now you have it. You want to know why others are after you? Well, to put it simply, it's because of your soul and your blood. They're both rare because of the emotions culminated in them. The strife you've been through has seasoned them both to the point that multiple powerful entities want to have you as their possession. It's okay, dear. I'm not letting anyone take you from me. You're more than safe here in my home. There. Did that catch you off guard? I would hope so. You're more precious than you give yourself credit for. I hope you come to see what I see in you. It'll take some time, but it'll be worth it. I do need to warn you about one thing. Don't leave my home. If you do, then you'll wander out of my protection. If you ever want to go outside of my home, then you must be with me. I can't afford you to slip out of my grasp moments after I have you here with me. I can't have you leaving me. No. It'll be all right. Don't you worry, my dear. Let me hold you here in my arms. Shh, there we go. Isn't that better? going to be so much better for you. From here on out, you're where you finally belong. Here with me. Here with your new owner. Here with your loving, adoring vampire Yandere. Nothing will ever keep us apart ever again. Not if I can help it. Lovely dear, no need to speak. Everything is going to be just fine. There's nothing for you to worry about anymore. Nothing for you to stress about. Nothing for you to be anxious or depressed about. Now that you have me here, I'll take it all away for you. For you to be blissfully at ease. None of those unnecessary negative thoughts clouding you. None of it any longer. There's that expression I was looking for. That light sparking up in your eyes. You know it to be true, don't you? That here is where you belong. Here with me, right here, being held in my strong and capable embrace. Here for me to support you. Here for me to take you away from all of your negativities, for you to finally be able to... For you to finally have a place where you belong. That will always be here with me. Yes, even if you somehow left me, if you somehow did, I would welcome you back with open arms. Warm, open arms. I wouldn't blame or guilt you. I would understand if that were to happen. But we both know that it wouldn't. We both know far too well that this is meant to be. That you are destined to be with me. Isn't that true, my dear? Very good. I am glad. Indeed, it will take time for you to get acquainted with your new life here. Though I can tell you already feel comfortable. That's good. I know it's a lot of info I've dumped on you in one sitting. It'll take time for you to process it all, but you can do that here in my arms. You can do that and more here with me in my lap. Letting me gently stroke your hair with my slender fingers. Stroking it gently and softly. As your eyes start to droop. Hush, my dear. You've been through so much. It's time for you to just relax. It's time for you to forget everything of your past life. All you have to know now is that I'm here for you. I'm always going to be here for you. It's time for me to take care of you. Your eyes are drooping so much. Your eyelids growing heavy. I'll keep gently and softly stroking your hair. Talking to you ever so lovingly and tenderly. You need your rest, my dear. Don't try to fight it. I know you want to speak with me more. I understand you want to spend more time with me. You will, and so much more when you wake up. But right now is time to rest. Pleasant dreams, my dear. I'll be here when you next open your eyes. I'm always going to be here with you. I'm forever going to be here for you. And I'll eternally love you until the end of time itself.